England v Japan, Eddie Jones warp speed plan to win at Twickenham, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-11-20T14:28:38.932Z, description colon Japan's players say former England coach Eddie Jones' turbocharged gameplan is beginning to emerge on the pitch, comma dot. Japan backed Jones' warp speed plan to upset England, image source, Getty image caption. Eddie Jones has won 4 of his 10 matches since taking charge of Japan at the start of 2024. Mike Henson, BBC Sport Rugby Union news reporter, published, 4 hours ago, Autumn Nations Series, England v Japan venue, Allianz Stadium, Twickenham date, Sunday, November 24th kickoff, 16:10 GMT coverage. Listen to live commentary on BBC Radio 5 Sports Extra and BBC Sounds. Follow live text commentary on the BBC Sport website and app. Turbocharged Japan will only be satisfied by an upset win that would stretch England's losing streak on Sunday, says hooker Mamoru Harada. England ran out comfortable winners when the teams met in June, beating the Brave Blossoms 52-17 in Tokyo. But Harada believes former England head coach Eddie Jones' vision of Chosaku superfast rugby is beginning to emerge on the Australian second stint leading Japan. The game in June was our first game of this campaign and the team was very young, Harada said. We have experienced 10 games now this year and we will show a different Japan this weekend. Only victory will be success this weekend. England have not won since beating Japan in the summer, losing to New Zealand 3 times before defeats by Australia and world champions South Africa. Jones, who masterminded Japan's seismic shock win over the Springboks at the 2015 Rugby World Cup, has prioritised speed in both thought and action since taking over from Jamie Joseph in January. We want it to be a core identity of Japanese rugby, Jones said after his appointment. So you play against South Africa, you know it's going to be physical. When you play against New Zealand, they're the best counter-attacking team in the world. So we want to develop Japan into the best team at playing fast rugby. When I first came into the camp, I didn't know the training was going to be so hard and tough, harder than before, but I have enjoyed it, said centre Siasia Fifita, image source, Getty Images image caption, Helu, who plays his club rugby for Kubota Spears and qualifies for Japan on residency grounds, made his Japan debut against New Zealand earlier this month. Watching the game in June, I thought Japan played really well, with good tempo, in the first 20 minutes against England, but I now understand that when you are playing this style you get really fatigued. It is tough, but it is our style, and something we can feel strong about. We are also focused on our physicality because we are against the big boys of England. Asked about Jones's mood before the game, he added, maybe he is very excited too. Jones' criticism made me better player, Lawrence, published 21 hours ago, England call up Murley with Faye Iwabiso still out, published 21 hours ago, England playing some good stuff but change needed, Dawson, published 3 days ago, Japan half star number 8 Kazuki Himeno, who missed the June match, available, while centre Dylan Riley and prop Opiti Helu, both former Australia age-grade internationals, are also part of the squad this autumn. He is really big and once we can start using his strength, we can really be destructive, said Harada of Helu, who is 6 feet 3 in tall and weighs 20 stone. But he also really needs to get used to the Japanese height and scrum low. Once he can improve that area, he can really be a powerful scrum major. Related topics. Rugby Union, top stories, what are the challenges ahead for Guardiola and Man City, published 6 hours ago, Gracias Rafa, why retiring Nadal means so much, published 8 hours ago, Bentancur, Sun and the rise of racism against Southeast Asians in football, published 5 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, a family driven from their home by a violent spirit, the truth behind rumours about strange events in a terraced house in West Belfast in 1989, a cancelled flight, a drunken fling and new neighbours, a messy comedy about love, lies and monogamy, starring Susan Wakama and Joshua Maguire, dissecting funny and fascinating medicine, comedian Kiri Pritchard McLean and guests celebrate medicine's past, present and future, provocative, haunting new drama, can you hear it? Is this mysterious hum a gift for the chosen few or the soundtrack to a living nightmare? Elsewhere in sport, Gracias Rafa, why retiring Nadal means so much, the story behind the iconic photo, 25 years on, how does Guardiola compare to other legendary managers, just a kid who followed their dreams, Nadal on career, what is the Trump dance? And where have we seen it in sport? 5 clues from Man Utd video of first training under Amorim, should Wales coach Gatland stay or go? Pundits have their say, is there hope for Mercedes in 2025? And why does F1 go to Monaco? What's in McCollum's entree as England white ball coach? Everything's worked out the way it was supposed to. Error-prone England's Groundhog Day defeats keep stacking up. Sublime to stupidity. 120 million witness two sides of boxing. Paul's fight with Tyson and Taylor Serrano epic in pictures. Shearer, Aguero, Welbeck, best Premier League debut goals. Video Shearer, Aguero, Welbeck, best Premier League debut goals. Former Man Utd player Forlan makes pro tennis debut. Video Former Man Utd player Forlan makes pro tennis debut. Home news sport business innovation culture travel earth video live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC get personalized newsletters why you can trust the BBC advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____. window __initial_data_data_:\global_navigation, country="\end language="eng_and_service="commercial../name="\global_navigation../comma/props### country="\end language="\end language="eng_and_service="commercial"